Welcome to the beautiful Sinclair family. No one is a criminal. No one is an addict. No one is a failure. The Sinclairs are athletic, tall, and handsome. We are old money Democrats. Our smiles are wide, our chins square, and our tennis serves aggressive. It doesn't matter if divorce shreds the muscles of our hearts so that they will hardly beat without a struggle. It doesn't matter if trust fund money is running out, if credit card bills go unpaid on the kitchen counter. It doesn't matter if there is a cluster of pill bottles on the bedside table. It doesn't matter if one of us is desperately, desperately in love. So much in love that equally desperate measures must be taken. We are Sinclairs. No one is needy. No one is wrong. We live, at least in the summertime, on a private island off the coast of Massachusetts. Perhaps that is all you need to know. My full name is Cadence Sinclair Eastman. I live in Burlington, Vermont, with mommy and three dogs. I am nearly 18. I own a well-used library card and not much else, though it is true I live in a grand house full of expensive, useless objects. I used to be blonde, but now my hair is black. I used to be strong, but now I am weak. I used to be pretty, now I look sick. It is true, I suffer migraines since my accident. It is true, I do not suffer fools. I like a twist of meaning. You see, suffer migraines, do not suffer fools. The word means almost the same as it did in the previous sentence, but not quite. Suffer. You could say it means endure, but that's not exactly right. My story starts before the accident. June of the summer I was 15, my father ran off with some woman he loved more than us. Dad was a middling, successful professor of military history. Back then I adored him. He wore tweed jackets. He was gaunt. He drank milky tea. He was fond of board games and let me win. Fond of boats and taught me to kayak. Fond of bicycles, books, and art museums. He was never fond of dogs, and it was a sign of how much he loved my mother that he let our golden retrievers sleep on the sofas and walked them 3 miles every morning. He was never fond of my grandparents either, and it was a sign of how much he loved both me and Mummy that he spent every summer in Windermere House on Beechwood Island, writing articles on wars fought long ago, and putting on a smile for the relatives at every meal. That June, summer 15, Dad announced he was leaving and departed 2 days later. He told my mother he wasn't a Sinclair and couldn't try to be one any longer. He couldn't smile, couldn't lie, couldn't be part of that beautiful family in those beautiful houses. Couldn't, wouldn't. He had hired moving vans already. He'd rented a house, too. My father put a last suitcase into the back seat of the Mercedes. He was leaving Mummy with only the Saab, and started the engine. Then he pulled out a handgun and shot me in the chest. I was standing on the lawn, and I fell. The bullet hole opened wide, and my heart rolled out of my rib cage and down into a flower bed. Blood gushed rhythmically from my open wound, then from my eyes, my ears, my mouth. It tasted like salt and failure. The bright red shame of being unloved soaked the grass in front of our house, the bricks of the path, the steps to the porch. My heart spasmed among the peonies like a trout. Mummy snapped. She said to get hold of myself. Be normal now, she said. Right now, she said. Because you are. Because you can be. Don't cause a scene, she told me. Breathe and sit up. I did what she asked. She was all I had left. Mummy and I tilted our square chins high as Dad drove down the hill. Then we went indoors and trashed the gifts he'd given us. Jewelry, clothes, books, anything. In the days that followed, we got rid of the couch and armchairs my parents had bought together, tossed the wedding china, the silver, the photographs. We purchased new furniture, hired a decorator, placed an order for Tiffany silverware, spent a day walking through art galleries and bought paintings to cover the empty spaces on our walls. We asked Granddad's lawyers to secure Mummy's assets. Then we packed our bags and went to Beechwood Island.